Just need a drop, man. Yeah, waste of wood, it's a waste of...
Doesn't work great.
It does. So I had promised you a little bit, Rabbi Nachman, and let's spend a few minutes understanding, again, to try to understand what Rav Kook is talking about, Chochmas HaKadosh, because the language of Rav Kook is so hard, and the concept is one that is taken from the Zohar and the Kisvari and from Svarim HaKadoshim, and we're just regular people. We need to bring it down for ourselves to be able to relate to it, so that as we go through the Maimer of Chochmas HaKadosh, we'll know what we're talking about. And last week, we were learning about the Chochma, the side of the brain of Chochma, the side of the brain of Bina. We were talking about writing from right to left, from left to right. Chochmas Chol and Chochmas HaPnimius, Chochma of Pnimius. There's a difference between the two. And I said that I wanted to a little bit, just to touch upon the first Torah in Likutei Moran we're going to talk about today. And then we're going to learn some Torah from Rav Moshe Shapira that Moshe David sent out on the phone. He should have a few pages, very good, from a shiur, a shmuz that was given by Rav Moshe Shapira to put into context in our language in a way of being able to relate to Chochmas HaKadosh, what we've been learning for these past few weeks. So we're still in the Sugya of Chanukah. Through Asar B'Tavis, through this time, this entire period of time, is the time of the Pulmus of Yavin, of our Milchama with Yavin. And I think that many of you have at least started Likutei Moran. So the first Torah in Likutei Moran, again, I'm not going to go into Ba'aymik. Years ago, we learned it for a long time. And we just touched upon it. The first Torah, obviously, there's a reason why that's the beginning of Likutei Moran. And it's the yesod of all of the Torah of the Tzaddik and the Sefer. But Ashrei Tmimei Derech, there are historic words that Rabbi Nachman revealed to us. And he says over there, again, this is by way of understanding Chochmas HaKadosh, he says, Ayidei HaTorah Nes'ala Hachein V'Chashivus Shel Yisrael. There Rabbi Nachman explains in the first Torah how the chein, the grace, the charm, and the beauty of the Jewish people, chein is obviously very connected to Chanukah, it was to regain that lost chein, that in Golus, the chein and the chashivas of the Jewish people, the chein, the grace, the charm, the beauty, and the chashivas of Am Yisrael is in Golus. And to a large extent, it's Rabbi Nachman says that the world thinks that the chein, and they see the chein and the chashivas by them, not by us. It was the chein and the chashivas is by Yavin, is by Greece. And the Jewish people have, to some extent, lost our chein and chashivas through Galus. And Rabbi Nachman says, Ayidei HaTorah Nis'al HaChein V'Chashivas SheYisrael. That through studying Torah, Nis'al HaChein V'Chashivas. The chein and the chashivas of the Jewish people is elevated. That's what the first Torah is about. The chein, the lost chein and chashivas, and how to get that back. That missing chein and chashivas. How to get that back. It's not just a matter of how the world looks at us. It's how we look at ourselves, of course. The way the world looks at us is just a reflection of how poorly we see ourselves. The world looks at us, they have their inyanim with us regardless. That's not for now. But the shorish of the problem is how we see ourselves. So there's we don't see ourselves as being in possession of true chen and true chashivas. That's why we're so we find the world much more attractive than many things now in Torah mitzvahs. We see chen and chashivas in the world that we don't see in ourselves. But al yidei Torah, how do we regain that chen and chashivas in our eyes and even in the eyes of the world? So that whole first Torah of Ashri, Samim Ederich, is to talk about this chen and chashivas and how Torah brings it back to us. Now, when Rabbi Nachman says, he's talking about straightforward learning, good old-fashioned learning, Torah, Liman HaTorah. But he's talking about, in addition to that, he's talking about to a certain way of thinking that Rav Kook calls Chochmas HaKodesh. And that's why I wanted to talk a little bit about the first Torah. Torah is not just studying the Sfarim, Chumash, Rashi, Gemara, Mishnayos, and Tanakh, and so on. It's not just about learning the Sfarim. It's about how to see the world. Torah is about how to see the world. Torah, as you know, comes from the word Horah. And Horah means to instruct. And the Torah is not just a matter of studying books. It's a way of looking. It's a way of thinking. That's what we're learning about in the first Maimer that's called Chochmas HaKodesh. Chochmas HaKodesh. It's a certain way of seeing everything. So what is that unique Jewish way of seeing everything? Ezra, could you move over? Like, I'm trying to see. You have Chaverim behind you. I can't. No, now you're blocking Israel. Okay, I'm just trying to. Getting it lined up right here. Okay. So how does one look at things in a Jewish way? That's really what Rav Kook is talking about in this Maimer. Chochmas HaKodesh. How do you look at things in a Jewish way? How do you look at art and at history and at music? How do you read the paper? How do you look at everything in life? How do you look at it in a Jewish way? So Rav Kook calls it Chochmas HaKodesh. Chochmas HaKodesh. And we've been talking about for already a couple of months, but that means Kodesh. Chochmas HaKodesh. So Ibn Achman says, Ki ish ha-Yisraeli, and most of you have learned this, Ki ha-ish ha-Yisraeli tzarech tamid l'estakel b'ha-seichel shebechol dover. Ha-seichel shebechol dover. Ha-ish ha-Yisraeli, a Jew, Rabbi Nachman says, tzarech tamid l'estakel b'ha-seichel shebechol dover. A Jew has to always look at the seichel shebechol dover. At the seichel shebechol dover. We're called an Am Chacham V'Navon. Now last week we were talking about two ways of thinking, remember? The right side of the brain, the left side of the brain. Jews right from the right to the left, Goyim right from the left to the right, or Western culture right from the left to the right. We're talking about Seichel of Chachma and Seichel of Bina, right? And we're called an Am Chacham V'Navon. That means we are in possession of those two. We are the world leaders in both Chachma and Bina. Even though we were talking about how the deepest essence of Chochmas Yisrael is Chochma, Chochmas HaKodesh, is the right side of the brain. From there we have Nevuah, and so on. From there we have creativity, intuition, all that we were talking about last week. The left side of the brain is more analytical. That's the Seichel of Bina. But we're called an Am Chacham V'Navon. An Am Chacham V'Navon. It means Chachma and Bina. So Rabbi Nachman says, Ish ha-Yisraeli tzorach l'estakel ba-ha-seichel shel kol dover. A Jew has to look at the seichel of everything. When he says kol dover, he means everything. Domeim, tzameach, chai, emedaber, every different level of existence, whether it's a thing, a person, a place, whatever it might be. He has to see the seichel shel kol dover. Now, what is the seichel? What does that mean, the seichel shel kol dover? What does that mean, the seichel shel kol dover? So Ibn Achman tells us he has to look at that at that person, at that event of his life. He has to look at that thing and to try to understand, how is this person, place, thing, how is Hashem speaking to me through this? How can I be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this that is in my life, that I see in my life? How am I able to? Now, what Reb Nachman is saying, l'kasher asma ela chochma v'aseichel sheyesh b'chol davar, l'kasher asma, to bind yourself, to try to attach yourself to connect yourself to the chochma and to the seichel, he says, continuing, to the chochma and to the seichel sheyesh b'chol davar, kidei sheyo'ir lo haseichel. Reb Nachman says, kidei sheyo'ir lo haseichel, in order that the seichel illuminate, in order that the seichel of a Jew, or the pnimius, the essence of God's presence in that person, place, or thing, yo'ir lo, should shine, should illuminate, should be bright, and you should be able to see it. Ka'as seichel hu or gadol, Rabbi Nachman says, ka'as seichel hu or gadol, because the seichel, the presence of God, remember that we were learning in Chochmas HaKadosh, the Rav Kook says that Chochmas HaKadosh is not at all at odds with art, music, science, with secular knowledge, b'chlal not, at all. The issue is to be able to see in everything that we're studying and everything that we learn, to see the seichel of it. In other words, to be able to see God, to be able to see how does this connect me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where does this come from, this seichel, this idea, this concept, even the beauty of this work of art or of this song? What's the seichel? What's the seichel? And he said, "Kedei sheyo'ir lo haseichel, ki haseichel hu or gadol. Ki haseichel hu or gadol. U'meir lo b'chol drachav." Because if a person looks carefully, he will see that the seichel, that the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is shining in everything. U'meir lo b'chol drachav. Rav Kook's lashon in Siv Beis was Hayidia ha'amuka shel ha'olam va'yeshus bechlal shebo mitzad hakodesh. To look deeply at the world and everything that's in the world, shebo mitzad hakodesh, because everything comes mitzad hakodesh. Everything is mishdalshel from mitzad hakodesh. Everything comes from that mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad hakodesh. It's all the stalshel that comes mitzad hakodesh. The ability to do this, Rabbi Nachman explains in the Torah, our ability to look at the world in such a way, mitzad hakodesh, to see the seichel shebechol davar. There, Rabbi Nachman explains in the first Torah that the ability to do that we received primarily from Yaakov Avinu. That's from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, of course, is the midah of teferes, of beauty. And again, Rav Kook is saying to see the beauty in all that exists. But the beauty in all that exists is the elokus in everything. And there's the beauty in that piece of literature and that piece of art is the elokus, that is that the seichel that's within it. And the midah of Yaakov Avinu is emes, is truth. And Rabbi Nachman writes, ki Yaakov zochel b'chayra. Now Yaakov Avinu was zochel to the b'chayra. He took the b'chayra. He bought the Bechayra, that koach of the Bechayra, of the first, of the beginning. Ki Yaakov zoch lebechayra, shu reishis, shu bechines chachma. Now, reishis chachma, yiras Hashem. So Rabbi Nachman is saying the following. There's something in the world that's called reishis, the beginning. So when I look at this table, this is a piece of wood, but I don't know, it's nowadays. I guess there's wood in here somewhere, it's covered with formica. And has metal. But there's a ratios to this table. This table is the achris. This is the end. It's the end. It's the last stop of this table is a table. When Rabbi Nachman says to see the seich shebechadavri, he's saying to go back and to try to look at everything and to ask the following question. Where do you come from? You're here. What's your beginning? What's the bechayra? How did you begin? What's the Bechayra? Now, Yaakov Avinu is the koach of the Bechor. There was a fight between him and Esav over the Bechor. And Yaakov Avinu won. Yaakov Avinu was the Bechor. Now, there's a reason why it was in the hands of Esav, and then it was taken by Yaakov, because that's our job in this world, is to be able to find it everywhere in the world and to take it back. And Yaakov is the Bechor, Shuhu Reishis, Shuhu Bechinas Chachma. Now, remember, we're learning the Maimer of Chachma Sakkaidish. Reishis Chachma. The beginning is that Chachma, is that Seichel that we're talking about. It was the way that a Jew looks at everything is, with that, from that perspective of, how did this begin? Looking at things in such a way is called trying to find the Chachma or the Seichel Shubachal Davar. The beginning is the Bechor, the firstborn. Yaakov is the Bechor, took the Bechira. Every Jew has the ability to get that Bechira, that correct way of seeing things. That correct way of seeing things is from the perspective of Elokus, and that's called Reishis Chachma. The Reishis is Chachma. If you look in the Targum, on the word Reishis Barlokim, the Targum translates it as Chachma. With Chachma, Hashem created all that exists. So Yaakov is that koach to look at things with chachma, with seichel, not stop. But to look at things with seichel, with chachma. And therefore he's called the Bechor. The whole Jewish people are called Bini Bechori Yisrael, to see the beginning of things. The way that the world looks, that the nations of the world see everything, the way Yavan looks at things is from the end. From how it just appears physically, or that thought, or that statue, or that song, the end. Yaakov Avinu therefore is the one who saw in his dream the Sulam Mutz of Arza, Veroisha Megiya Shamayma, that the bottom of the ladder is on earth, Sulam Mutzav Arza, but Roisha Megiya Shamayma, but the top of the ladder ascends to the highest place. It was the Reishis is the top of the ladder. How everything that exists comes from the top, and Milamala Lamata descended down, until we see it as a Sulam that's Mutzav Arza. HaChacham, Rabbi Nachman brings the pasuk, HaChacham Einav Berosho. Now, the pasuk says, HaChacham Einav Berosho. The Chacham, the eyes of the Chacham are in his head. Now, did you ever meet another human being, a human being whose eyes are not in his head? So what does it mean, HaChacham Einav Berosho? What does that mean? Everybody's eyes are in the head. It's not a Chacham. So, the Zohar Kodesh teaches that, and the Tanya brings this also, HaChacham Eina Bereisha means the Chacham's eyes are always looking at the Rosh, the beginning. HaChacham Eina Bereisha. The way that a Chacham, because that's the koach of Chachma Sakkaidish, Reishis Chachma, HaChacham Eina Bereisha. The Chacham is always trying to see, where did this come from? Where did this begin? When you learn a Blat Gemara, when you learn it with a Talmud Chacham, it's called a Talmud Chacham. When you learn a Blat Gemara from a Talmud Chacham, a piece of Gemara, the pleasure of that, the intense pleasure of learning Torah, or learning a Blat Gemara from a Talmud Chacham is that you see where it comes from. It's not just to translate, but you see the stauslus of how this came from Hashem's mind, and it came into the Chumash, and then from the Chumash, how it works its way through Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, all the way through from the top to the bottom. Sulam Mutzav Arza, Reishis Megiya Shamayma, if he's a special kind of a Talmud Chacham, we could even talk to him about in the highest spheres where it comes, and then when it goes all the way to connect the Nister with the Nigla, Sulam Mutzav Arza, Reishis Megiya Shamayma, all the way down to Halach Lamaisa, that this is Muksa. Where does that come from? HaChacham Einav Bereishai. The Chacham's eyes are always upon the Reish, the beginning. On the other hand, Haksil, the fool, is Bachoshech Holech. HaChacham Einav Bereishai. Rabbi Nachman brings this. V'haksil, the fool. Now, fool doesn't mean someone that's not bright. That's not that. The ksil of Mishlei is not talking about a guy that's dumb. Again, it's a certain way of looking at things. HaKsil B'choshech Holech. It's the opposite of the Chacham. The Chacham always wants to find out, where did this come from? Minah hanemili. Where is this from? The Ksil is b'chayshach harlech. The Ksil drays around in the chayshach. In other words, the Chacham is ene b'raisha. He was trying to understand where does the Vahi Or come from? And the Ksil, the fool, lives in a world of chayshach because all he looks at is the final product, the end. That's all he's looking at. He's not looking at the Rishis. He's not seeing the beginning. The Inyan of the Bechor is always the Rishis. Ki hu Rishis ono v'lo mishpat ha-Bechor. Rishis ono, the beginning of the strength. That's mishpat ha-Bechor. So Ibn Achan writes over there, V'al kein Yaakov shu b'chinis ha-seichel, he says, Beruch ha-shvotim b'chein. Therefore we find that it's very interesting how when you look through the story of the parashiyot, these parashiyot that we're now in, Yaakov and the Shvatim, now we're coming down to the end, we see that the word chein is popping up all over the place. In all of Tanakh it only comes a few times. The word chein. Shuos chein chein lo, which we learn the Haftarah from Chanukah, the Inyan of chein. It comes up very few times, but in these parashiyos, we see that the Iker Brocha is that he gives the Brocha to the children, to the Shvatim, Ayilodim Asher Chanan, Elokim Zadacha, that Yaakov and Yosef, because Yaakov and Yosef, the true Bechor of Yaakov is Yosef. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. In Ruchnius, the true Bechor of Yaakov is Yosef Atzadi. It's the Pnimius of Yaakov is Yosef. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. It's the Pnimius. Biologically, of course, Reuven is the Bechor. But the Iker Bechor is Yosef HaTzadik. Therefore, we see that in the story of Yaakov and the Shvatim that we're now in, that Elokim Asher Chanan, and Binyamin wasn't there at the time, so Yosef HaTzadik gives him Elokim Yachnecha Bini. In other words, so Binyamin wasn't there yet by the original Bracha of Chayin, by Yaakov Avinu. So now when finally in the parasha, when Binyamin comes down to Mitzrayim, when the brothers bring him, so the first thing the Yosef HaTzadik says, Elokim Yachnecha Bini, Hashem should bench you with chain, because he didn't have the bracha of chain. So he says, so Yaakov gives the bracha, Yosef HaTzadik gives the bracha of Elokim Yachnecha Bini. Chain, which is the subject of this first Torah in Likutei Moran, the chein and the chashivas of the Jewish people, that chein that Yaakov Avinu possessed is the chein, that charm and that beauty of seeing the seich shebechol davar, of looking at things in the Jewish way. That's the chein. Ches nun is chachma nisteris, the hidden chachma in everything. That's chein. Chachma nisteris. Chein is also letters ner chanukah, and it's the Inyan of Chanukah. Yavan is Haksil B'Chayshach Harlech. Therefore, the whole Inyan of Greece is Chayshach. Varsai Saso, Vavo V'Chayshach, Tohu is Bavel, Vohu is Paras, Choshech is Greece, Shech Shicha Einem She Yisrael. The whole Inyan of Choshech is Greece, is darkness, that's Greece. They were the most enlightened people. The enlightenment of Greece, the enlightenment of Rome, which is the Hemshech of Greece, and of Western culture, that enlightenment of the people who write from the left to the right, that enlightenment is called by Shlomo HaMelech, who is the Chacham Mikol Adam, that enlightenment is called Vaksil B'Chayshech Harlech. The fool walks in darkness. And that foolishness is the Yisod of Yavan. The Inyan of Yavan is interesting because there you find that there's also a connection from above to below. There's very great strength that Yavan has. But it's interesting when you look at the Oisius Yavan, right? Just in your head, Yud, Vav, and an end of Nun, right? So I mentioned this. So the Yud is a tiny little line. Then the Vav gets, that little line gets longer. And then the end of Nun goes all the way down. There's no letter like the end of Nun. The Nun goes all the way down. Therefore, the Chachmas Yavan, I mean, they're onto something. There's no question that they had an eye for beauty. They had an eye for the beauty of this world and of art and music and literature and so on. They had an eye for it. And therefore, Yafta Lukim Liyefes. Yefes is beauty. That's Greece, Yefes. And Yefes is Yaakov, which is Tiferes. Yosef is the Gematria Melech Yavan. The problem of the Greeks is like this. Yaakov Avinu is a Sulam Utsavad, Rosh HaMegiyah Shemaima, that is the foot of the ladder is on earth, but Rosh HaMegiyah Shemaima, and Yaakov is always trying to see things from that perspective of the Rosh. Yavan is just the opposite. It goes from the Yud, then it gets lower, the Vav, and then it goes all the way down into the basement, into the gutter, into the cellar, whatever. That's the end of Nun, the long Nun. Yud, Vav, and the end of Nun. There's also a high and low. But the movement is that Yaakovinu is always in this world trying to see the Reishis, the beginning. That's Chochmas HaKadosh. HaChochem Eina B'Reishis. If HaKseel, the Kseel is only looking at the bottom of the end of Nun. It's only looking at the end. HaKseel B'Choshech HaLech. That's the Inyan of Yavan. Therefore, Yavan said, made a strange gzeira that we've been talking about these past few weeks. There's a strange gzeira to write. Every Jew has to write on the horn of his ox. The name of the ox is the Chet Egel. To write Ein Lanu Chelik B'Elokei Yisrael. It's a strange gzeira. You have to engrave on the horn of the ox that I have no Chelik in Elokei Yisrael. No Chelik in Elokei Yisrael. So the Indian we spoke about, the Indian of that Keren of the horn, is Yosef HaTzadik, because the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik is Bechor Shoyrei Hadarlo. Yosef HaTzadik is the Shor. It's the Koch of the Shor. Bechor, and Yosef HaTzadik is the Bechor. In Kedusha of Yaakov, Bechor Shoro Hadarlo. Yosef is Bechor Shoyrei Hadarlo. Is the Koch of the Keren HaShor. Vayorim Keren La'amoy. And the Inyan of Yavan, as we learned, we were talking about last week, is that Yavan has no issue with chachma, with wisdom. Yavan appreciates wisdom, and Yavan appreciates Torah. That's not the problem. The problem is that Yavan cannot stand the bechira. Yavan doesn't want the reishis, which is why Esav, who was the kseel, Esav could have been, but he wasn't. He could have been great. But he turned out to be Esav. Therefore, Esav, Vayivez Esav is HaBechayra. Vayivez Esav is HaBechayra. Esav, Yavan, Rome, Vayivez Esav is HaBechayra. It doesn't want the Bechayra. They want the bottom of the ladder. They want the end of Nun, the bottom. But Vayivez Esav is HaBechayra. And therefore, Esav says, Hina nechecholech lomus, v'lomus eli Bechayra. I'm going to die anyway. I just really want to enjoy this world. I don't want the Bechara. I don't want the Reishis. I don't want to live a life like that. I just want to be able to look at the table and think that it's a table. You know what I mean? I don't want this whole business of the Seichus B'Chaldavah, of Reishis Chachma. I want the end. I don't want the beginning. I want the end. Therefore, Esav is a Bechara. Esav is a Ksil B'Chara Shecharlech. All he wants, like Rabbi Nachman brings in the pasuk, is talumas levi, what my heart wants. I don't want to see the seichel. I don't want Torah. Torah is to see the seichel of b'chol davar. Torah is the true chein and chashivas. I don't want the true chein. I don't want that chein, that beauty of Yaakov. I don't want that chein of Yosef, the chein of Binyamin, the chein of Chanukah, the chachman nisteris. I don't want that hidden chachman. I want the talumas alive. I want to just appreciate the taste of this food, the beauty of this work of art, the intelligence that's found in this essay. I don't want that racist. Don't get me with God. I don't want that whole business of racist, the Bechaira. I don't want that. Aksil is Bechayshech Haileich. They don't want the whole Indian of Yosef HaTzadik, of the Seichel and that Yaakov gave over to Yosef, and Yosef gave over to everybody. That's why it says, in Mitzvah, Vayi Hashem es Yosef, and it says, Vayitein cheno, that Yosef HaTzadik had, Hashem gave Yosef HaTzadik chen, even in the house of Potiphar in Mitzrayim, Yosef didn't lose that chen, that chachm nisteris, that way of thinking. He didn't lose the Jewish way of thinking. He didn't lose the Bechayr. He didn't lose the Yosef, the Yaakov Avinu way of thinking. And even in Mitzrayim, he had his chen. The Mitzrayim were overwhelmed by him. And that's why Paro himself says he never saw an ish chachm v'novan. Come on, he didn't see a chachm and a novan. A chachm and a novan. I never saw such a person like you who has chachm and bina in such a way. In other words, if you appreciate bina, you have a great love for the left side of the paper as well, analysis, but you're a chacham. You're a chacham. You have chachma and bina. You have of tzofnes paneach. Tzofnes paneach means that you uncover the secrets. You're a person who understands the secret. You are always uncovering the secret. Tzofnes paneach. His power came out, words from Paro's mouth came out, big words from his mouth came out, words. Whether he knew what he was saying, didn't know what he was saying, he said something big. That Yosef is the one who is uncovering secrets, knows secrets. Sofnes Panech, the whole world is a cholam. The issue is how to interpret the dream. That requires the chachma of Yaakov Avinu, how to interpret the dream, how to interpret this world, how to understand this world. And that's why Yosef is called a chacham v'navon. And through his chokhmah and bina, he went from being in a very low, disgraceful state as being a prisoner in Mitzrayim, and he was elevated to a position of what? Chen and chashivas. Remember that Rabbi Nachman begins the Torah by saying that al yidei ha-Torah nisa'al ha-chen v'chashivas she'yisra. Through Torah, nisa'al ha-chen v'chashivas. Torah means seeing things in a Jewish way, through the Reishis, the Bechara, with that Chachmas HaKadosh, had to see things. Through that way of seeing things, Yosef HaTzadik goes from being a Shik Yingel in jail to becoming Yosef HaTzadik, to becoming Yosef HaTzadik and becoming the Mishnah LeMelech, the Melech of Mitzrayim. Melech of Mitzrayim. He goes from the lowest state, and the Sa'ala Achein v'chashivas. That's wherever he went. In midst, when he was in the house of Potiphar, they were blown away by him. When he was in the jail, they were, whoa. And then when he came to Paro, I never met anybody like you. So you see, the whole Indian of Yosef HaTzadik is the Aliyah of the Chein v'chashivas of the Jewish people is Yosef HaTzadik. You know, that's the most dramatic Aliyah of the Chein and the Chashivas of Yaakov Avinu of Jews is with Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef HaTzadik is Reishis, is the beginning, is Bechor Shoroi Hadarlo. That's why Yosef is the Gematria Melech Yavon. He is the king over Greece. He rules over Greek wisdom. He has control over that. In other words, Yosef HaTzadik knows how to look at a Rembrandt and to see that Rembrandt, like Rav Kook saw the Rembrandt, as being a wonder of Hashem's world, that there could be such a beautiful thing, and to see the art and to see Hashem's light in a painting by Rembrandt, instead of just seeing a picture, to see the Seichel Shebedavar, to see the Seichel Shebedavar. Therefore, in the parasha, he sends word back to his father. It's a little bit funny that he sends back, he says, you should tell our father that Samani Lakim Ladon L'chol Mitzrayim. You should tell father, go back and tell our father that I became a big knacker over here. That's what he's saying. He said, go back and tell him, I became the prime minister over here in Mitzrayim. by a Jew, that's not an Indian of Chashivas, to be Adon L'chol Mitzrayim. Chashivas is to be Balabos over yourself, not to be a big person in the government. So what is he sending back? On a very basic level, of course, the pshat is he's saying, because I'm an Odin over here, because I'm the Balabaz, I can take care of the family. You know, there's still five more years of famine, and you're fortunate that I'm the Adon, I'm the Balabaz over here, so I'm in charge of food distribution, because I'm the Odin, I'm the Balabaz over here. So you don't have to worry. You can come here. I'll take care of the whole mishpacha. It's not a problem. That's the simple pshat. On a deeper level, he was saying that you understand Yaakov Avinu didn't really want to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's not so pushed for Yaakov Avinu to leave Eretz Yisrael. And one of the reasons that one is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, like the Rambam brings down, one of the reasons that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael is mipnei harav. If there's a famine in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to save your life and to go to Chutz Laaretz. That's one of the reasons you're allowed to leave. But even then, the Rambam writes afterwards that it's not a ma'ila to do such a thing. Like we see by Rus, by Machlan and Kilyain, that even though that there was a Rav, there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, but they shouldn't have left, because if you're a big person, you stick it out. If you're a big person, you stick it out, even though there's a famine. So Yaakov Avinu was not interested in leaving Eretz Yisrael. He wanted the food to be, he wanted the catering, you know. He wanted to be catered in Eretz Yisrael, like Jews like that, you know. You want to stay home and have the... You want to be in the suite in the MetLife Stadium, and they should bring you the hot dogs over there. I'm not going to go looking for a hot dog. You bring the hot dogs to me. I don't go looking for hot dogs. So Yaakov Avinu wanted to have catering. The caterers to come with the, you know, he wanted to have some chevra come with the what's it called, those things where they put the hot, to keep hot. Chafing dishes to come with all the stuff and to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going to Mitzrayim. Everybody should come over here. So yes, Vatzali tells him, "Listen, I'm an Adon L'Kol Mitzrayim. I operate. I got to work over here. I got to work over here. And not only that, but there's an Indian of Kavod Melachim that I'm telling you that I'm a Melech over here. And the Indian of Melech is a Mila. You can go to Chutzlar. You can go from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael to see a Melech, even a Melech Akum, to see even a non-Jewish king. It says there that the Gemara says in Brachos that you run." You could even, the Gemara's Mekel, even with Tumid Rabbanan, to jump over the grave of a guy, which is a Tumid Rabbanan, a Kohen could jump over to go see a Melech, to see a king, even a non-Jewish king. So when he says, Mehera, quickly come to me, saying, you could come to Mitzrayim, because I have a din of a Melech, and to see a Melech, you're allowed to come to Chutz Laaretz, you're allowed to leave yourself to come to Chutz Laaretz to see a Melech. Because when you see a Melech, it reminds you of Melech, Malchim, Melech, you're allowed to come here. So the Swarm talk about the Mepharshim explain what this is, this Indian of leaving Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Reishis Chachmiyos Hashem. Eini Hashem Lekeh. In Eretz Yisrael, you see Hashem in everything. He doesn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael, because Mitzrayim, it's very hard to see. Mitzrayim is a place of Choshech, and Yaakov wants to stay in a place of Or. He doesn't want to go to Choshech. He wants to stay over there. He doesn't want to go down there. So Yosef HaTzadik is trying to bring him over. So Yosef HaTzadik says that to his father, tell my father, he says tell him that what? Samani Lukim La Adoin Lukal Mitzrayim. He's not showing off. He's saying La Adoin Lukal Mitzrayim. I got such a big job over here. He's saying that I'm in this place, I'm an Adoin Lukal Mitzrayim. He's saying, please remind my father that the Tachlis of creation is Dir B'Tachtainim. And therefore, I'm here to uncover that beginning that he taught me in this place of Mitzrayim, which is the Tachlis of all creation. Of course, ultimately, we all have to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's the place. That's the address. But right now, I'm being Isaac in something very big, and I'm asking my father to come join me. I need his help, because I'm mamish in a bad place over here. This is a bad place, Mitzrayim. This is a bad place. But my position, I'm the Adoin L'chol Mitzrayim, which means that I have a koach, I am ruling over Mitzrayim. I'm not getting lost. I'm not being destroyed by Egypt. Greece hasn't gotten to me. Don't worry, I'm still your son. I get it. I'm the Bechor in Kedusha. I'm the Reishis. And I'm here. But our work right now is to be able to make way, a place for the Jewish people that in the future... Our Eniklach are going to be in Golis, in all kinds of crazy places. And right now, our job is to be here in Mitzrayim, because if we could uncover, if we could be the Tzofnes Panech, if we could uncover the secret of God's presence in Mitzrayim, then Jews will be able to do that even when they're in Manhattan and in London and Paris. If we could, and even in Auschwitz and Treblinka, if we could uncover the racists in this place, because Mitzrayim is very, very, very dark. It's a whole place of the achris, of the end. So to be able to help me to be an odoin l'chol Mitzrayim, to be able to continue with our work of Chanukah, which is Chen, which is a light that shines outside from a Jewish home all the way b'chutz into the world, to bring that Chen, to uncover the Chochmah Nisteris and everything that exists, to uncover the Chochmah Nisteris. That's where the whole inyan of Yosef HaTzadik is to be mevara that nakuda of Chen, and to be able to connect Malchus Hashem. Now, I was talking before about the end of Nun. Those who have learned the first Torah in Lukut Emoran, so you know why that's a very big inyan with the end of Nun, the long Nun and the bent Nun. Because one of the names of Mashiach that Rabbi Nachman speaks about there is Yinon. Yud Nun Vav Long Nun. And there Rabbi Nachman explains that the inyan of Malchus, you have you know where the Lukut Amoran is over there on the shelf there? You just happen to have one. my guys, they walk around. The seichel is like the light of the sun, and it shines a path for a Jew in this world to look at everything with those eyes of Yaakov Avinu, mamish, to see the sunlight and everything, to see the true beauty of everything, which is Yaakov, which is Emes, Titan Emes the Yaakov, which is the Tiferes, which is beauty. That's the meaning of the pathway of the tzaddikim is like the shining light that gets stronger and stronger as the sun rises higher and higher. The light of the tzaddik gets stronger and stronger. This is the bechina of the letter ches. Lashon chias. The letter ches means chias. Chias. The life of all things. The life of all life is Hashem. The Chiyas is the true life of this table. The true life of everything is Hashem. Ka'chokhmah, that's so. He says, Chokhmah va'seichel achiyas shel kol davar. Because the seichel, the Chokhmah, is the Chiyas, which is the letter Ches. Chiyas. The seichel and the Chokhmah is the Chiyas of everything. K'mar shekosev, as it says in Kehelas, ha'chokhmah techaya. Chokhmah gives life. But the aura, the light of the seichel, is very, very powerful. It's very strong. In order for a person to be able to get to, so how does one begin to look at the world this way? How do you get to that? How do you get to the chokhmas akaydis, to the seichel shbuchal davar? How do you begin to get to that ches, that chias, to see the world in such a way? It's only ayde b'chinas nun. It's only through the letter nun. Because the letter Nun is Bechinas Malchus. Meshakosel from the Shemesh Yinoin Shemo. Yishrashi Loshen Malchus. From the Shemesh says, until the Mayan Beis, from the Shemesh Yinoin Shemo. The Yinoin is hinting to Malchus. Malchus is the letter, Rashi says that Yinoin means sovereignty and power. It means Malchus, it means the light of the moon, which reflects the light of the sun. Because the light of the Seichel Shebuchadar is very, very strong. Malchus means humility. It's the opposite of Yavan. The midah of Malchus. Zebchinis Levana, which is the moon. Ke Levana ein la or me'atzma, is that realization that I have no light of my own. Nothing in this world has its own light. See, Greece, the enlightenment of Greece, the illumination of Greece was that I have my own light. And that's darkness. That's the deepest darkness. I have my own light. Ches connects to Nun. Nun is Malchus. Malchus means, Yinon means the moon. To connect the sun and the moon. Lifnei Shemesh, Yinon Shemo. Nun is Malchus. Malchus is Levana. The Levana is humble and it says, I have no light of my own. Ki Mashem Mekabels Mehashemesh. The only light I have is what I receive from the sun. That's Chochmas HaKadosh. The only light that I have is what I receive from Hashem. All that exists, any light that I could see in my life, and anything in my life, that only comes from the sun, that comes from Hashem. Zebchinis Malchus, delay slamagamar klum, because Malchus means the sphere of Malchus is Dovra Melech. Dovra Melech means I have nothing of my own, nothing, just the moon, David. That's why by the moon we say Kiddush Lomar. Say tomorrow night, Mitzrayim. We say David Melchus Chayvikayim. David Melchus Chayvikayim is Malchus. The beginning of the moon is David Melchus. Malchus. So the Nun, which is Malchus, has nothing of its own. It's complete humility. That's why the Nun is all the way descends the, like that. It only has what it receives from the Ches. She begins Chachma, and the Ches is Chachma. Then we have the Or Halavana, the light of the moon, being restored and being repaired to equal the light of the sun. That by a Jew being humble and acknowledging that he doesn't know the beginning, Hashem is the beginning of all light. Everything comes from Hashem. So through that humility, which is the Nun, he connects to the Ches, which is the Chachma, Shebechal Davar, which is the Chiyus in everything. He says, Mishen Makash, whoever does not connect the sun and the moon, that's Esav. Ayiv is Esav is a Bechar. Loyachba Ksil Besun. The fool doesn't want. It says in Mishlei, the Ksil doesn't want Suna, Kim is Galus Liba. Just he wants Taivis. That's Malchus Arisha. Brings all the Psukim. It's the Malchus of the Sitrach. Therefore, Rav Nachman goes on and he says, Ayideh Torah Nois Nekarach LaMalchus DeKedusha. When you learn Torah, in other words, when you try to see everything as being Torah, and to see the righteous in everything, Azar mekabelos haMalchus, then the Malchus, she bechinas Nun, which is the bechina of the Nun, it receives its chias then from Chachma, she bechinas Ches, v'nis chaber v'nis kashra Ches v'hanun. And then the Ches and the Nun are joined together, the Ches of Chachma and the Nun of Malchus, which is Yinon Shema, which is the moon, are joined together, v'nasa or halavana karachama, and then it becomes the light of the moon, which is like the light of the sun. And that's why the Torah is called in Mishle Yalas Chayin. It brings out the Chayin in everything. And that's the Indian of Chanukah. And then we don't have time for this now. Ibn Nachman goes on to explain the Indian of the letter, the last letter of the Aleph Beis, which is Saf, is Sveisa Tov, and he explains what that means. We don't have time to go into it right now. But Nun Ches and Saf spell the word Nachas. And that's the meaning of nachas. And when a person gives nachas to Hashem, then Reb Nachman says, he goes back to the beginning, that when a person has chena chashivas, then all of his, and the salav and the sermif, then all of his tefillas, all of his bakashas, give Hashem nachas and has chena in Hashem's eyes. And when a person has chen, then all of his tefillas and bakashas are answered. Then all of his davening is answered by Hashem. Because when Hashem looks at you, he says, ah, alakim yachin achabini, you have a lot of chen. So then Hashem has Nachas, the Nun, the Ches, and the Saf, and that's Nachas, and then all the tefillas and bakash of the Jewish people are being answered when they are living in this program of Chen, the Seich Shem Chaldover. And he brings it at the end, Al Ken Yaakov, B'chinas Seich, that says, Ki Chanani Elokim is Avdecha. Ki Chanani Elokim, Chanani Elokim, Hayiladim Asher Chanan, Elokim Yochnucha Beni. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, he brings Bechor, as we learn, Bechor, Shoro, Hardalo. Yosef is the axe, which is a Shor, and Shor also means to look at things, to see. It's a Lashon of Histaklus. Like it says, Benos Tzadu Alei Shor. Yosef was so beautiful that they used to climb up a wall to be able to see Yosef. And the word alei shor means shor is a lashon of seeing ashurenu v'lo ashur means to see something shin vavresh alei shor ashurenu, because Yosef Tzadik looks at things in that way, alei shor, how he looks at things in that way, it's a lashon of histaklus, to see the or the seichel, which is meishu b'chol davar, and that's the inyan for ashrei t'mimidech. Ashrei is a lashon of how to see things. Ashrei, a Jew is fortunate if he looks at things in this way, which is called simimei derech, because Yaakov is ishtam, and ashrei simimei derech means fortunate are those who look at things ashrei, sure, in a way of Yaakov is called ishtam, Ashrei Semimei Derech. That's what the, I mean, you have to spend a few years on, but this is what Rabbi Nachman is talking about, a little bit, just what Rabbi Nachman is talking about in the first Torah. It's this whole inyan of telling us what is Chachmas HaKadosh. This is what Rabbi Nachman is, this is what Rav Kook is talking about, what Chachmas HaKadosh is. This is the Chayin and the Chashivas of Am Yisrael, that's Nis'ala. And all the tefillahs are accepted through this Chayin and Chashivas. Okay.
What's the difference between Yaakov and Yosef, that Yosef was like went down to Mitzrayim and was able, and then Yaakov didn't know that he needed to go down and Yosef had to call him? Why Yaakov?
That's a good question. There are different levels of Yichud. Yichud Eloh, Yichud Etator, Tzadik Eli, Tzadik Tachton. I don't have time to go into right now. But it's an extension. Yosef Etzadik, his own name means Tosefes, the union of Yosef Etzadik. Yosef Hashemli Ben Acher. Yosef Etzadik is a Tosefes of Kedusha. Yaakov is an Ishtam Yosef Aholim. For Yaakov, it was very painful to go outside of the Eretz Yisrael, to go outside of the world of Kedusha. The union of Yaakov is Tchum Shabbos, is to remain within. The union of Yosef at Tzadik is to go outside. This is why the brothers had an union with him. Like the brothers, that's what Rav Kook talks about, the whole Malchus of Yosef and Mitzrayim as opposed to Yehuda. Yehuda was Neir Tzisel Dikayid, he didn't. The whole union of Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Mashiach, is not to go to Mitzrayim, such a place. And that's why, even though they suspected that he was in Mitzrayim, they thought that he was already ruined in Mitzrayim, that he was in a bay. He was. They didn't want the Malchus of Jews in Mitzrayim. The brothers were Yehuda's people. They didn't want to go out there. Leah, the children from Leah is the Alma Diskasya. Leah is the Isis Ohel, tent inside. Yaakov is Nish Tam Yosef Aholim. He wanted to stay in the tent, which is that world of Leah. The truth is that Yaakov was crazy in love with Rachel. No, Rachel, he was Amad, this guy is Dafka to go outside, and Yosef at Tzadik. Yaakov wanted to go outside, but it wasn't his way to do that. His way was to be Biskasya, to be Yosef Aholim. So he needed to have this Koch of Yosef at Tzadik, which is the extension outside, to be Yosef Aholim. Because the Tachlis of creation is not to remain inside, it's to go outside. That's the Tachlis. Hashem gave Yaakov such a bracha of, but Yaakov was happy being, he was happy being home. He wasn't interested in traveling. He wasn't into outreach. He wanted to. Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Magurei Aviv. He wanted to stay put. And then what? Miyah Kavtzalov Regzal Shia, the whole Indian of Yosef at Tzadik. He didn't want that. Yaakov wanted that everything should be brought to Eretz Yisrael. So the Aruch Haim Kodesh says that if we were Zoicha, we wouldn't have to go out into the world. Everything would be like a magnet. The Aruch Haim Kodesh would come to Eretz Yisrael. It would be catered. But all the Nitzaitis would come like a magnet. We'd be drawn to Eretz Yisrael. And we wouldn't have to go schlepping around, on the Long Island Railroad and all that stuff. So everything would have been brought back. It wasn't meant to be. And Yosef had to go to Mitzrayim. And then that's our avodah of the Yerubat Achtayim, is the tachlis of creation, is Mizgal Davka in such a way. It wasn't to be brought to Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim has to go outside to the world. And that's been our trip in Golis. The Indian of Golis is to be able to continue to stay with Yosef at Tzadik in Golis, not to Chas Shalom, get lost in the world of Yavin, to be remain. Chachamein HaBereisha. All right. You have to learn the Torah much deeper. I tell you, there's a one of the Chevra, Yaakov Shalom Klein, has written a magnificent sefer in English. It wasn't published yet. It's going to be coming out, Mitzvah, hopefully in the next few months, together with a workbook for teachers that's going to be coming out, of how to learn this first Torah in Likutei Moran. How to learn the Lord, no, that's on the Lost Princess. The one on the first Torah already came out. Yeah. I'm getting mixed up. That's on the Lost Princess. But he wrote a sefer that's already out on the first Torah, Likutei Moran, and there if you look at it, it'll bring it down very 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 much into the Kelim of Asiyah, because he's a big Chacham and Novan, Yaakov Shalom, to be able to, that's why his name is Yaakov, to be able to bring the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman in a very very clear way to us. So that's available. What's it called in English?
Sunlight of Redemption.
Sunlight of Redemption, right. Sunlight of Redemption. It's a very, very beautiful sefer. It's the whole sefer. It's in English. It's on the first Torah that we learned. I just said a little bit, but if you look, you'll see there's much, much more to talk about. Alechtig and Shabbos.
We have to do that more often.